Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Because let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about, seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled New Tools and Their Effects, from the book titled The Axemaker's Gift: Technology's Capture and Control of Our Minds and Culture, by James Burke and Robert Onstein. This book is about the people who gave us the world in exchange for our minds. The gifts we accepted from them gave us the power to change the way we lived, but doing so also changed the way we thought. It is a stunning account of how scientific thinking and technology have gained control over the way we perceive and value the world. To the excerpt now, New Tools and Their Effects. With the acceleration also came major change in the nature of the relationship between us and our axe makers. When tools like the alphabet appeared, they encouraged new ways of thinking. The linear nature of the alphabet facilitated sequential reductionist logical forms of expression and thought. Its ease of use promoted literacy, and with it, the involvement of citizens in the governing process. Above all, the alphabet made it possible to ask questions that were not immediately essential to the well-being of the community. These questions about matters such as the origin of the universe, the nature of life, or the sum of the internal angles of a triangle generated increasingly esoteric axe-maker vocabulary. They also changed the way we thought about the way we thought. Now here ends the excerpt. I am sure that you will enjoy reading this book. It's a deep dive, if I were to say so, into our near and distant and beyond distant past, which I'm sure you all will thoroughly enjoy reading. If you do not have a copy of this book, you can buy it from the following link that is provided with this text. If not, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and buy a copy, read a short excerpt there as well. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And if you like reading all by yourself, do not forget to share some interesting excerpts that you come across with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.